It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, shout out to Chris in Cumming. He was caller number 6.
Where to go, Chris?
He's going to see the Braves on Saturday.
Nice.
Take on the Miami Marlins. How many wins will they have by then?
We know they have four
three
losses.
Against the Dodgers.
They got three against the Dodgers. Come back
day
home.
Off.
Day off.
Day game one. Friday.
I'll say two.
Dang. So they're going to get one out of two against the Dodgers, and then one first series against the Marlins.
How many games? This is three game series going against Dodgers.
Yeah. So they'll have four games before they play this game.
Okay. So they'll win the first game here. So that's
one.
And then they'll win. Oh, they almost cussed. They're gonna get two out there, man.
Okay, so three then.
Yeah.
3-5 is not so bad.
Yeah.
You can win that one. You're 4-5. Yeah. Chris will be there.
And then you're there.
Chris
then,
is a good luck charm.
And then
anytime we've ever given out tickets to anything, the team has won that
yes,
game.
Yes, they have.
And that's a verifiable fact that Abe told me before the show.
Yeah, so.
And if you want to look it up, like if you went to a game and they didn't win, take it up with Abe.
Yep, because okay? He is the one that tells us these times.
He said,
things.
Here's the facts.
Yeah.
And bunk.
We're talking about.
Slapped it down on the desk.
We were talking in the break. Because obviously the NFL meetings are going on, and Haslam, he was the owner of the Browns,
yep.
Basically saying, owning up to this Deshaun Watson whole debacle and everything like that. And he was asking, I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure that Ra and Arthur Blank are going to talk.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, because we haven't heard anything from Arthur Blank. What does he talk about? Because they've been on the same – they've had the same messaging and everything like that.
I will give the Falcons credit for, I think – how they've handled publicly the Kirk Cousins thing, kind of dating back to the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. I mean, and like that's not meant to be like a backhanded compliment, but it kind of is, right? Okay, good. Like everyone had the same story and they told it. And they also told us what they were going to do and then they did it. And the one thing that's kind of interesting to me about the Arthur Blank availability, and I don't know when that is, but I know we're seeing quotes from all the different owners. We read the one from Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, who's like, I am a good owner. Shut up.
Yeah.
And then at least Jimmy Haslam was like, yeah, no, we blew it. It was bad. Hold us accountable. Like, it's the most obvious answer ever because everyone knows they blew it. They gave a guy $230 million and he played like 10 games. But at least he was honest about it. So credit there for honesty because you don't get that from billionaires every time.
No.
And then, yeah, no, Arthur Blank hasn't given a – that I've seen, he hasn't given a comment publicly since the meeting that he had with Kirk Cousins about Kirk Cousins asking for a trade. So at the very least, he'll be asked about that. Yeah. I don't know what he'll say. Probably the same thing, which is, you know, we met with him. We have respect for his situation and his position and we'll – you know, do what's best for the team stuff, which is probably what you hear. Or maybe he'll say, yeah, I told Kirk to go kick rocks. take this 100 mil and sit on the bench.
And go shit it with your 100 million of my dollars.
$100 million of mine that I earned selling 2x4s and skill saws and stuff like
and
that.
And all that other stuff.
All right.
But, yeah, that's going to be a situation where I think will more likely happen around the draft. If not sooner, because
I'm just interested to see what Arthur says.
I just want to hear what he says. Yeah. What he said, because like you said, they're all down there. Assembled media is there, so somebody's got to ask.
It'll be asked.
Yes.
It'll be asked multiple times. It'll probably be asked enough times to where he's annoyed by it.
Yeah,
like all right, enough.
All right,
I think I've answered your questions about
all right,
this.
Dog. Okay, all right. We've said the same thing over and over again. Just copy paste.
Yeah, we don't like it. Sucks. We have to pay a guy $100 million and we want him to leave.
Yeah,
cool. What do you want me to say? I'm happy about it?
No.
That's what Jimmy Haslam said, though.
Yep.
Jimmy Haslam's like, we took a big swing and a miss. Hold us accountable.
Don't say we.
That'd be great.
Yo ass.
No, I don't know if he said we. He just says quote. Hang on.
Oh, like, no.
No, he did.
No.
He said we.
Did this.
Jimmy Haslam said, we took a big swing and a miss with Deshaun. We thought that we had a quarterback. We didn't. And we gave up a lot of draft picks to get him. So we've got to dig ourselves out of that
hole. He can't play no more after this.
No, this is if you had any thought in your mind that Deshaun Watson might play for the Browns again.
Yeah, you can't.
You can end that thought.
Because
owner doesn't say this about a guy that's ever going to take a snap for him again. So we got to dig ourselves out of that hole. The trade was an entire organization decision. It ends with D and I. Who's D?
His wife.
Okay. Yeah. So hold us accountable. They do.
Maybe.
Everyone does. Everyone holds you accountable.
They do.
We all know that you did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there. That's kind of news, right?
I mean,
not really, because Deshaun Watson hasn't said anything, and he's in the midst of an injury recovery and all that kind of stuff. But I already was going to be surprised if he played again. Why would he?
Why would he?
At this point, he's got so much money. He's coming off injuries now. Yeah. He wasn't good the last time he played. Just go. He's getting married. You know, they got engaged.
Oh God. Jill?
Couldn't tell you.
Jill.
Couldn't tell you. But hey. I thought they already were.
I did too.
She's still there.
Yeah, she's still there, and she stuck through it with you, brother.
She earned it.
Yeah, you might well go and put that ring on it because he's a real flash guy, real gaudy, real
okay.
Main brandy.
Don't see him much these days.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell you want to see him for?
I don't.
No, oh,
but
yeah.
You used to see him out sometimes.
No, man. I'm in the lab. And I'm getting this killies right. You know what I mean? Getting this killies right.
Yeah.
Trying to get myself, back on this football field so I earn this money that the Browns are paying me. He's not playing the Browns anymore.
No, he's not going to play.
No.
He's not going to play. But good for her. She earned it.
Yeah. She stuck with that man.
She stuck with it.
Yeah, stuck with that man. Yeah, whatever.
Through all of it.
Yeah.
Again, I just thought you certainly would have been. I thought they were for sure married already.
I did. I thought he went to Angola or we're talking about Jamaica. What did Jamaica and got married? Went rafting down the rafting down a little thing, which, by the way, an overrated experience. But
rafting?
No, they got these like you go down, like it's cool, it's real chill, but it's like a raft.
Yeah,
made of logs and everything like that.
Oh, okay.
And you go down it like stream, and there's a guy who's like navigating it with the big stick and everything. It's cool.
That sounds fun.
It's cool. Just don't let them touch your woman, though. Okay.
I wouldn't.
All right, they'd be trying to get they slick with that lime stuff.
Oh,
that earth. They were trying to get people.
What?
It's like a. It's some kind of whatever. But what it is they rub down your leg. You get massages your legs within the stuff.
Oh.
But they slick. I got Jamaican friends. They think they slick because they always be trying to get women to do it. And every time you look down, you see a woman getting her legs rubbed on and backside.
Yeah.
Dude said,
I can do that.
Dude said to Donna, hey guys, you want me to rub your legs? I looked at him like, hell no, she don't. I didn't let her answer. Hell no, you ain't touching my woman.
Yeah, I can do it. Where's the mud stuff?
Yeah,
what is it they're rubbing on there?
Oh, some kind of stuff.
Give it to me. I can do it.
I'll do. But yeah, that guy, you want your legs rubbed. No, she don't want her legs rubbed, brother.
Not by you.
Not by your ass.
I'll do it.
Yeah, don't get me started with. Mm-mm.
Not by you.
No.
I got stung by a bee twice yesterday.
That don't feel good, Andy.
Yeah. And you know where it was?
Where?
In my shirt. Me and Jack were sitting there watching the first game yesterday. We were watching, I think, the Auburn game.
Right.
And we're just sitting there in the living room. Now, he had been on the porch about 15 minutes earlier for a few minutes. This is the only thing I can come up with. We had been on the porch for a few minutes about 15 minutes earlier. And then we were sitting there on the couch watching the basketball game. The girls weren't there. We were FaceTiming with my mom. And all of a sudden, ah, what was that? And then again, ah, dang, what was that? Like, to the point where at first I thought maybe who knows what it might have been. But the second one, I was like, all right, something's in there. So I took my shirt off. B flies across the room into the other room next to the window trying to get out. And I was like, how did a damn yellow jacket get up my shirt? So right now, I won't show you.
Please.
But right now, it's stung right there in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this giant, like, it feels like I've got like a man boob.
Really?
Yeah. It's all swollen over here.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, and I keep feeling, I'm like, dang, do I need to do? No, that's not. I'm good. I thought I was like packing on, you know. I was like, what are we doing? And like, no, it's just the swelling up from the yellow jacket.
Damn, dog.
So you just beware.
I ain't been stung about. The worst thing, though, I scraped my foot. Is there anything worse than scraping your foot or your toe or something?
Yeah, like, getting stung by a yellow jacket.
I'm saying,
twice.
They try to put on shoes because just split. I'm just like, dude, just miserable. But we got this new thing that she formulated to get rid of the damn carpenter bees. And since they didn't come out yesterday morning, see, I told you it worked.
Oh, so it worked.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
Good. I need her solution for yellow jackets.
Yes.
Climbing in my shirt.
But that's got to be a bad
thing. It wasn't good. It doesn't feel good. And it keeps confusing. Like my arm rubs against it. And I'm like, what is that? Is that chubby? No, that's not. It's just a little swelling. We're all right.
Put some Vaseline on them.
Yeah, I put a little hydrocortisone on it. Auburn did win that game. They were up big early in the game. And then Michigan State tried to fight their way back in. And I think Michigan State hit their head kind of on where their ceiling was at the Elite. Yeah, I mean, they're all right. But I think Auburn clearly was the better team in that one. Houston did a nice job against Tennessee. Like, I just thought at some point somebody might be able to get something going offensively against them, and maybe it'll be Duke. Maybe it'll be Duke that does
it.
But to hold Tennessee to 50 points is that's crazy.
Because what they pressure you at, Andy, is the whole field. You know what I mean? Like, I saw this when somebody was designing, you know, looking over the game, and they were just showing it how they don't get beat off the dribble. You know what I mean? Like, they're an in-your-face man-to-man team, but, like, you know, instead of, like, dribble kick out, they don't give none of that up. You know, they are piranhas on defense, and this game against Duke is 49-47, they'll be just as happy.
Yeah, they'll win.
They'll win.
They'll win that game. Because Duke's a very good team, obviously. Yes. It looks like the best team in the tournament. Yes. They're
the number one offense.
They've been the most impressive, I would say, on the way to the Final Four of all the number one teams. They're all number one teams in the Final Four. But I don't know. Like I can't say Houston can't do that to them too, because they keep doing it to everybody.
Yes.
Like and that's their identity. So I know Duke has more talent for sure. It's younger talent, but they've got more talent, and they've got the best guy. There's no question about that. They got the best guy in the tournament.
And he is the guy. Let's not make a mistake.
Houston wants that to be a rock fight.
And they're going to do their best.
Florida and Auburn have already played, obviously, but
Florida beat Auburn at Auburn.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where this is, you know, familiarity.
When they beat him, did they beat him in the SEC tournament as well?
I thought yes.
I think so.
Yes. I know they beat them in the head to head down there at Auburn. But
the win
that
they got against Texas Tech on Saturday was
unbelievable.
Probably the game they played against UConn was really fun too. Like, Florida is a good chance that they've played the two, maybe the Maryland buzzer beater that Maryland won to get to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that was a great game. It was just a good finish. Florida might have played the two most entertaining games of the tournament.
Yeah,
so
I mean, we thought, and we mentioned this on Friday, like, is that their UConn, because UConn, was that their one game and everything like that? And there you saw Texas Tech was getting after them.
It wasn't.
And then you look at what's going down the stretch. I mean, they went on an 8-4 run to close the game and win. I mean, and then you look at just the disrespectfulness of that damn shot by Walter Jr. Catches the rebound, dribbles out to the three-point line, Andy, and turns around.
Would you rather have your first name be Walter or Clayton?
Would I rather have my first name to be Walter?
Would you rather be Walter McMichael or Clayton McMichael?
Clayton McMichael.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing against Walter. Yeah. I just like Clayton.
Yeah. I like Walt, because he can go by Walt.
Yeah, that's cool. I like Walter's another never met a bad Walter.
No, I never met a bad Walter.
Yeah, never met a bad Walter.
Walter Jones, nice as they come.
Yes, he is.
Gentle giant.
Yes.
Walter Clayton Jr. Got him to the Final Four.
Hell of a player.
Walter White, not a good Walter.
Well, it was a show.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did John Rodford's family, though?
I don't know.
And he was a pretty decent chemistry teacher.
I think it became about him.
Yeah, after a while.
I think that was about Walter.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After a while.
Walter Jones. Yeah, I said Walter Jones.
Walter Payton. Great man.
I mean, the best guy in the league award is named after
him. Yes.
So, you meet a Walter, as long as he's real.
Hang on to him.
Not a character from a TV show. He's probably going to be pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.